Fizz Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Major bank loans to non-bank financial companies that loan money to subprime borrowers include Wells Fargo at $81.1 billion, Citigroup at $30.5 billion, Bank of America at $30.2 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase at $28.1 billion, Goldman Sachs at $22.2 billion, and Morgan Stanley at $16.3 billion. All banks are now providing $345 billion in loans to such companies in a six-fold increase between 2010 and 2017. These kinds of loans and subprime borrowers were part of what collapsed the economy in 2008. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan from Wisconsin has announced that he will retire at the end of this term, making him the most prominent of 40 Republicans who have resigned from this Congress or indicated that they will not run, and highlighting the perilous path faced by Republicans in maintaining control of the House and a likely contentious election to replace him. Protesters began squatting in 2009 to stop a cargo terminal from being built on 3,700 acres of rural land in France, not far from Paris, finally winning when the government abandoned the project because of disagreements in January of 2018. 2,500 police as part of the Macron government have now begun forcibly removing the camps built by the protesters, with seven arrested and more than 20 hurt. American language education is weak. As of 2014, only 12 states had more than one in four elementary and secondary schools where pupils studied in a language other than English. Nationally, 21.5% of students were learning another language, compared to Europe, where 50% do so. 75.5% of English-speaking Americans who are fluent in another language learned it at home, only 16.3% at school. The UN has, through its migration office, resettled 15,000 Nigerians with a plane fare and $400 to persuade them to go home rather than risking the Mediterranean Sea. According to several studies, showing or simply feeling gratitude has mental health benefits, including promoting a happy frame of mind. In Russia, there is a society of blue buckets, as a community of drivers who protest against blue flashing lights on government cars and other privileges enjoyed by elites on Russian roads. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.